This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paul Provenza, Paula Poundstone, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Just a minute, Carl gives way to his inner poet for another round of the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, we now turn to the strangest political story of the week. Please listen to Carl.
I still had a ham sandwich for lunch, and my mother made great pork chops.
That was Senator George Allen trying to reassure reporters that, despite what you might have heard, he really wasn't what?
Jewish.
Exactly right. It all began when Allen just became completely fablungit when a reporter asked him about a published report suggesting his mother was born Jewish, which according to religious rules would make him Jewish as well. Despite his ranting about it at the time, he got all upset. But it turns out to be true, as he was eventually forced to admit. His problem may be that his carefully cultivated image is that of a folksy Confederate flag-loving country cowboy, and everybody knows cowboys don't truck with them bagels. By the end of this very strange week, he was on CNN promising to promote diversity, which basically means keeping people like him from discriminating against people like him.
Well, you don't find a lot of Jewish cowboys, do you?
No.
Yeah. Where are you going to get a 10-gallon yarmulke? Let's be honest.
And it's hard to bring those two sets of dishes in the rain. You know how it is.
Who asked him the question?
This is what he was at a debate. He was in an appearance with his opponent. And a reporter said, you know, there's a report that your mother, who grew up in Tunisia, might have been Jewish and converted. Is that true? Now, what's funny is it is true, and he knew it was true at that time, and yet he went nuts. He went crazy that anybody would bring up the implication that he was Jewish. And we're like, a little touchy, are you?
That's kind of a dead giveaway. They don't really need the answer. Well, are you Jewish? Again with the Jewish.
Paula, a Milford, Connecticut man is suing a local business there. He says he suffered a heart attack that was brought on by a faulty product he purchased from that business. What's the product?
Hoover Scribble Rompers.
What madman designed these?
Apparently they were sized wrong. And it's not the first time it happened either.
Lawyers in the case pulled out the rarely used Sam Donaldson precedent.
Toupee?
Yes, a bad toupee.
Oh, and it brought on a heart attack?
That's what the guy says. He says his heart could not handle the stress.
Well, he put it in the wrong place.
You make a good point. Well, he says he put the toupee on, and A, it didn't fit, and B, it didn't match the color of his remaining hair, so boom, his heart, he has a massive coronary infraction and falls to the ground.
Wow.
He says, well, how did you end up with this bad toupee? He says, well, he bought it in a darkened room.
Which is just not the right way to do it.
And never got a good look at it.
Yeah.
He now refuses to pay for it, and he's in a legal battle with the toupee seller.
All right. I want you listeners to know that Peter Sagal is part of the Healthy Heart Club.
Women, head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down the...